Okay. Do you need me to enter this, talk about it?
Well, I just make sure.
Okay. Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for coming to commission meeting. This is, goodness, I can't believe it. It's Tuesday, May 31st, 2022. And it's 10:01 here in our weekly public commission meeting. I'm Laureen Kamalu. I'm vice chair, filling in for Chair Commissioner Elliott, who is excused today. And this is also Commissioner Bob Stevenson, Curtis Koch, our clerk auditor, and Neil Geddes, our attorney. And we just appreciate people coming and participating for the county business. We are meeting in our main county administration building at 61 South Main Street, Suite 303 in Farmington, Utah. And we will begin the meeting with our Pledge of Allegiance. I have asked Mr. Alan Rindlisbacher if he would please lead us. Thank you.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
And with that, the first item on our agenda is the recognitions, presentations, and informational items. And so Mr. Rindlisbacher is the EDC Utah Director of Community Strategy. He will present the Economic Development Corporation of Utah, or EDC Utah, Development Ready Communities Certificate to our Davis County Economic Development Division. Come on up.
Right, close,
right into it. I can project very well without a microphone, but maybe you want to record this.
It's for the tape.
This is all we can afford, Alan. We cannot afford anything else because of what you guys charge us every year.
I came here to make a positive presentation, Bob, and with friends like you who, with friends like you who needs enemies.
Well, we go back a long way.
Absolutely, we do. In fact, my comment was, and Commissioner filling in as chair. It is that relationship with Bob and others. As I pulled into the parking lot today, I felt like it was old home week and recognizing our friends here in Davis County. I've spent a number of years in the economic development business here in the state of Utah, and I could go back to the Rick Mayfield days when Rick was your county economic development director 30-some-odd years ago. And then as I spent a 22-year career with Layton Construction, and so I've also I see the sheriff's department here and spent some time in the jail construction there in my private sector days. With that old home week then, I'm going to recognize Kent Anderson and his staff with the Development Ready Communities certification. EDC Utah, 37-year-old organization, working to partner with our economic development partners, both public and private, throughout the state of Utah. We created this Development Ready Communities program. It's a five-stage program of assessment, of developing economic development strategic plans, marketing issues, training. We have a number of training sessions that we talk with Kent and staff and, of course, our economic development professionals from throughout the state as we teach them about the RFI process, about site selection, about incentives, about real estate partnering with the private sector developers. And so hours and hours of training that Kent and staff have been through to receive this certification. As of last week, 2 weeks ago, we presented seven communities at one of our formal meetings with the Development Ready Communities certification, and Davis County being one of those, so we're just formalizing it here with you today. But seven more communities just 2 weeks ago, adding to the other 20 communities and counties throughout the state of Utah who have received that certification. So, frankly, it is a kind of a singular distinction so far of those communities that have really worked to put in the hours and time necessary to receive this certification. So with that, Kent, I'm going to read what it says on the certificate. Davis County is hereby certified a development-ready community, understanding its competitive advantages with a plan to build its local economy, fully prepared to partner with other entities in the state of Utah to build the state's dynamic and esteemed economy. Undersigned by Teresa Foxley, our president and CEO, and also Dan Hemmert, the executive director of the Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity. With that said, I'll say congratulations, Kent, to you and your staff, to the county for your support for us at EDC Utah, and also then the partnership that we have double with the Northern Utah Economic Alliance with Chris Roybal and his team as we're in partnership to build this great Northern Utah economy. So to you, Kent, congratulations.
That certainly goes back to a lot of work from our staff, thinking back to Rob Sant and Megan Christensen and now Chanel Flores and Lindsay Maglish. And so I think it was, as our division is just an extension of the commission, I think it'd be great if we came down and took a picture with the plaque with Mr. Linnisbacher, and we'll bring Chanel Flores up as well.
I just am super proud of our Economic Development Department. And I think we've talked about this before in a commission meeting, but we had a few different tests on our county during a pandemic, and one of those was an economic test. And while some things were down, other things were up, and we were grateful to have maybe had a little proof of a diversified economy that can weather a few things. And yet we want to do so much more, and we continue to do more. And so thank you for that work. It's really important. All right, we will move to our public comment. And if there's anyone here who would like to address the commission, we welcome you to come up and share your name and 3 minutes of comment. Seeing none, let's move to business in action. And our first item on the agenda is animal care. Our director, Ashley Young.
Thank you, Commission. So Animal Care has one item on the agenda today. It is approval of a standard service provider contract with Dr. Amy McCullough. She will be acting as our vet of record for $600 per month and doing hourly work in the shelter as she is available at $90 per hour. And this contract starts today and will go through next year, 2023.
That's terrific.
I'll make a motion. We approve the standard service provider contract with Dr. Amy McCullough.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Ashley. The second item I will present on behalf of Commissioner Elliott. This is actually an item that we missed approving last week, but it is notifying the public that there will be a cancellation of the regular Davis County Commission meetings on June 14th, 2022 and June 28th, 2022 at 10 a.m. due to various responsibilities of the commission away, and we won't have a quorum here on those couple of days. I move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item number three is back with our Community and Economic Development Director and Director Kent Anderson.
Thank you, Commissioner. Kent Anderson, Director of Community and Economic Development. Item number three. This is a conversation that's been going for a little while now, so it's exciting to be able to bring this item forward. It's a approval of a lease, license, and easement agreement with Rock Hotel Dental Rental LLC for parking stalls, dumpster space, ingress and egress, and drainage. Terms receivable in the amount of $3,125 per annum, beginning 1/1/2020 to 12/31/2024. Thanks for your work on that.
Yes, thank you. Per annum is like per year, right?
Correct.
Very good.
Item number four is a ratification of a special use permit with the Utah Department of Natural Resources, Division of Wildlife Resources for the 2022 Great Salt Lake Bird Festival, terms beginning 5/12/2022 to 5/15/2022. Item number five, ratification of the standard service provider contract with LaBus to provide transportation for the 2022 Great Salt Lake Bird Festival. Terms payable in the amount of $10,884.80 beginning 5/12/2022 to 5/15/2022. Item number six is a ratification of a standard service provider contract with A Limousine Connection for field trip transportation to the 2022 Great Salt Lake Bird Festival. Terms payable in the amount of $1,933.76 beginning 5/12/2022 to 5/12/2022. I thought Limousine Connections going out to the Spiral Jetty, that must have been an interest, but it was Sprinter vans. It was not limousines. Item number seven, ratification of a standard service provider contract with Red Star Transportation for the field trip transportation to Spiral Jetty, the GSL Great Salt Lake Bird Festival. Terms payable in the amount of $879.75 beginning 5/15/2022 to 5/15/2022. Finally, number eight is a ratification of the Sixth Amendment to the real estate purchase contract for land with IGOG LLC. This has a new settlement date of July 19th, 2022, and this is for the purchase of the land adjacent to the conference center.
Great.
I'll make a motion that we approve items 3 through 8 as presented to us by Kent Anderson.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Kent, thank you. Our next category is from facilities. And let's see, am I the one presenting today on behalf of Lane Rose? I think that is the case.
Thanks, Alan. Appreciate you. Be good.
Okay, we excuse our director, Lane Rose, today, and I will present on his behalf. So, number nine. Number nine is an approval of the service line retirement agreement with Dominion Energy to physically disconnect the gas line feeding the residential unit at 140 South Main Street, which was purchased to expand the parking lot, the parking lots that are slated to be demolished. The terms are payable in the amount of $300 beginning May 31st of 2022 to June 30th of 2022. All right, number 10 is approval of the service line retirement agreement with Dominion Energy to physically disconnect the gas line feeding the residential unit at 110 South Depot Street, which was purchased to expand the parking lots that are slated to be demolished. This again is payable in the amount of $300 beginning May 31st of 2022 to June 30th of 2022. I move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. Next, we have our Health Department Director, Brian Hatch, presenting an item.
Morning, Commission. Brian Hatch, Director of the Health Department. One item here at approval of the contract with the Utah Department of Health. This is some funding for hypertension work, heart disease, but focused in our food pantries to kind of build a little connection there. This is payable in the amount of receivable in the amount of $22,125 beginning 5/1 of 2022 and running through 7/31 of 2022.
I'll make a motion that we approve item number 11 presented to us by our director, Brian Hatch of Health.
Great. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Brian. Number 12 is something from Information Systems. I'll go ahead and present that. This is a ratification of the contract with ReadyWeb for new 2022 first quarter customers. It is a summary list, and so these are receivables in various monthly amounts beginning May 31st of 2022. I move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. Number 13 comes from library. I will, Ellen. We have our Deputy Director, Ellen Peterson, presenting for libraries today. Thanks, Ellen.
Thanks, Commission. Number 13 is an agreement with OCLC, and they are a sole source who provides libraries across the nation with access to records to download for that helps us with our cataloging, as well as access to interlibrary loan program so that we can loan and receive items throughout the nation both ways. And they're the ones that provide that for us. So this is payable for $26,766.25, and it begins 7/1/2022 and ends 6/30/2023. This agreement is renewable each year, but we do have the opportunity, if we ever decide, we need them, but if we ever decide to cancel with them, we just give them the 30 days. So,
well, that's good to know, and I do have one quick question about that. Do we watch data for how much things like that are utilized by our patrons, library patrons?
We may have something about interlibrary loan. I'd have to look and see if we have a stat for that. With cataloging, it's used every day for every record, essentially. Oh,
so it's just continuous. Yeah. That makes sense. Very good.
I'd make a motion that we approve item 13, the framework agreement with OCLC. Presented to us by Ellen.
Great. I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Ellen, thanks.
Commissioner, just as a point of clarification on item 12, that was not a ratification. That was just a summary list.
Oh, that's right. That's what you gave me. Thank you. Number 12, not a ratification summary list. Very good. Thank you so much, Curtis. I kind of was watching it and then got caught up in the moment. All right. Number 14 is from Public Works, and we have our Deputy Director, Jason. What's your last name again? Fielding, that's right. Thank you for being here.
What we've got for you today is an agreement with the United States Bureau of Reclamation to basically get into an easement that they currently have. The drainage is one that we already kind of maintain under their direction. Some work needs to be done. We need to extend a culvert within their easement. So this would basically be an agreement with them to get in there and do that. So it would begin today, and I guess it would be perpetual. It would go on forever. So.
Oh, yeah, interesting.
I'll make a motion that we approve the easement encroachment agreement with the U.S. Bureau of Land of Reclamation for Weber Basin Project.
Okay, and I just have, my agenda says beginning May 24th of 2022, I guess, just in case that helps.
Which I think was last week, but
yeah. Very good.
Starting then and going for forever.
Good.
Those easements usually don't disappear. So.
Right, that makes sense. All right, I have a motion. I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you so much, Jason. From the sheriff's office, we have our chief deputy, Susan Polson.
Hey, do you have a date that you got your retirement date yet, or is that just coming sometime in the future? I'm gonna miss you. It just won't be the same.
For the record, my retirement date is coming as well in the future.
I won't.
I haven't been able to pin it down yet.
But I know Susan's getting very close.
Yeah, I am thinking January will be the date. So, yes, so coming right up. Susan Polson, Chief Deputy with the Sheriff's Office, and we have several items here for you today. The first one, item number 15, is a federal non-disclosure agreement with the Bureau of Reclamation for dispatch for controlled unclassified information. This emergency action plan is for East Canyon Dam, Echo, Lost Creek, Wanship, and the Weber Basin Equalizing Reservoir Dams. Item number 16 is a resolution, an interlocal cooperation agreement to provide dispatch services for Clinton City. It's a receivable in the amount of $102,000, $102,582.60. Begins July 1st of 22 and goes through June 30th of 2023. Item number 17 is a service provider contract with Motorola. Motorola Solutions to provide on-site repairs for equipment in dispatch. This is a payable of $8,781, and that begins May 17th of 22 and goes through December 31st of 2022. Item number 18 is an NCIC HIT confirmation agreement with each one of these organizations for the dispatch center to monitor and respond to any NCIC HIT confirmations after business hours, weekends, and holidays. And the organizations are Clinton City Police Department, Syracuse City Police Department, Sunset City Police Department, Farmington City Police Department, AP&P, Adult Probation and Parole, the Forest Service, Law Enforcement and Investigations, Utah Highway Patrol Section 3, Division of Wildlife Resources, and Homeland Security, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. The terms on that begin July 1st of 2022. That's usually an annual agreement.
Remind me what NCIC stands for.
National Confirmation Information. I can't remember what that stands for. But what it means is if someone has a warrant or if something is wanted nationally. That can be a car, that can be a person, a gun, something like that. If there's a national warrant out for it. Did you find it?
National Crime Information Center.
So it's sharing data across the nation.
Yeah. That's what that is. So, and if these organizations, they don't man their front desk or whatever round the clock. So our dispatch center does that. So as someone pulls someone over or has a warrant in the middle of the night, in these areas, our dispatch center will confirm that. So that's how that works.
Very helpful to know. Thank you.
Yes. Item number 19 is a SCRAM waiver agreement, secure continuous remote alcohol monitoring. Item number 20 is the same, and item number 21 is the same. No terms on that, but they are all receivable. Varied amounts based on the tests used and the monitoring fees. I think that's all of them.
Okay, so that was 19, 20, and 21. Participants 1, 2, and 3. Excellent.
Commissioner, just on a point of clarification on item 17, this is an agreement that has gone through commission before, but we have some updated terms, and so we were putting the completed contract through at this point as well.
Very good. Thank you for those clarifications. Appreciate that.
I'd make a motion that we approve items 15 through 21 as presented to us by Chief Deputy Susan Polson, and with the understanding that on item 17, that is just a change in terms, updated change in terms from a past approval.
Very good. I second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you so much, Chief Deputy Polson. All right, I move that we recess to our Board of Equalization.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Curtis.
Yes, Commissioners, for your property tax register dated May 31st, 2021, under auditor adjustments, tax exempt request, you have two parcels that after a hearing it is recommended a denial for those parcels. Under appeals, you have mobile home appeals recommending approval, a report recommending those approvals with various mobile homes listed. Under corrections, you have six veteran exemption tax abatements, and then you have corrections for 10 properties that were struck to the county on the 2022 tax sale. Under assessor adjustments, you have a parcel that is under escapements for 1 year of escapement for the 2021 year. And then under corrections, you have various assessor-initiated corrections listed on the attached report totaling $27,395,099. And that is your property tax register for May 31st, 2021.
I'd make a motion.
2022.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, 2022.
Yes.
I'll make a motion that we approve the property tax register.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I move we reconvene commission meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. Thank you. All right. Looks like we are down to just our last item of the opportunity for comments from the dais. Anything from you, Neil, and the attorneys? Okay. Anything, Curtis?
No comment. Thank you.
All right. Commissioner Stevenson?
Nope.
Okay. A couple quickies from me. That is that we observed Memorial Day yesterday, and I don't believe that we talked about that the prior week, so I just thought it'd be really nice for our county to, I guess, continue to be very aware of Memorial Day every year and what it stands for. Originally established during the Civil War, Memorial Day honors those who have died in military service for the United States. And the first Memorial Day celebrated was in 1866. General John Murray, who fought in the Civil War, formed a committee to devote a day to the fallen heroes of the war. A different major asked for May 30th to be chosen for Memorial Day. And it's believed the date was chosen because flowers would be in bloom all over the country. The first large observance was held that year at Arlington National Cemetery across the Potomac River from Washington, D.C., which many of us have seen that very beautiful area. So I think that's really nice to always understand the beginnings and to continue to honor these very important holidays for the reasons that they were established. Also, this is coming up in our digital newsletter for the month of June, but we will have a holiday newly observed in the state of Utah, also in the county of Davis County, because on March 24th in 2022, Governor Cox officially signed a law to make Juneteenth National Freedom Day a state holiday in Utah. Also known as June 19th, the holiday, this new holiday for Utah and Davis County, commemorates the date in 1865 when slaves in Texas heard the news of the end of slavery in the United States. President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation on January 1st, 1863, which was a couple years prior, but it wasn't until June 19th, 1865, when Union Army soldiers arrived in Galveston, Texas, that enslaved African Americans learned they were free and that the Civil War had ended. Kind of a different communication back then. The holiday has been celebrated by African Americans since the late 1800s. Some states have been recognizing Juneteenth as a holiday or a day of observance since 1980. And then on June 17th, 2021, President Joe Biden signed a law to make Juneteenth a federal holiday. So Utah has now joined 10 other states in recognizing Juneteenth as a paid state holiday. And it will be observed always on the Monday closest to the date that June 19th falls on. And we, of course, made that county a county holiday as well. So pretty interesting, and that's coming right up, the month of June. I'm sure we'll starts tomorrow, and I just can't believe how quickly May went, but enjoy every day, and especially these wonderful opportunities to remember. Thanks so much for a good meeting today and everyone's work, and we will be adjourned.